you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we continue part three of the four-part series titled, Coping with Difficult Days.
You have peace anyway, but there's always something out there that's opposition. Whether you're starting a business, whether you're trying to build a family, whether you're trying to keep your job, there's always some kind of opposition. Whether you just want to have peace in your mind, there's always some opposition to it, but there's nothing that can oppose you that you can't overcome if you just keep running. And if you're having problems in life, learn to hurdle better. Look at the word, and that way when you reach that thing, you'll see it coming. Because that's why the guys who are running, if they get off stride, they get on stride before they reach the hurdle. Like if they kind of trip a little bit and they see it coming, they prepare in advance. They go to church, they hear the word, they see it coming. Then as they approach it, they just say, with long life shall you satisfy me. The Lord causes me to prosper. And then they run through and say, that was a pretty good race today. I barely broke sweat. It's a good race today. And other people talk about it. Still staring, complaining, nagging. Or taking time every time they hit a hurdle to stop the blessing of God in life and spend days trying to get over a hurdle when all they got to do is learn the hurdle better. He who exercises his faith has strong faith when he reaches the hurdle. Because people have to climb the hurdle, get a step ladder out, climb the hurdle, reach back over, get the step ladder because they need it for the next hurdle. Those are people with weak faith. Their muscles are weak. Their faith muscles are weak. So they can't get over the hurdle. They have to stop and build their faith before they go over the hurdle. That's why I say if you have a constant influx of the Word of God, a constant word coming in, you'll be ready for things ahead. And you'll see that hurdle coming and you'll see it ahead. Amen. And I'm not going to say the hurdles move out of the way, but you get the point where you're like, this is pretty cool. It'd be boring if we just ran around track. This is kind of cool. But nobody says it because, you know, when people win, they don't be like, oh, you know, I really hate running track. They're standing there like, I paid the price to get this trophy and I represent the U.S. I mean, nobody's up there sad they won. They don't even start complaining. The hurdles were higher. Boy, there was a lot of them. They were hard. They don't even talk about the hurdle. They just say, you know what? It was all worth it because I won. I won. It was all worth it. When we get to heaven, it's been worth it. What Shirley Caesar song, it's been worth having the Lord in my life because I'm satisfied. You know, it's been worth it because the Lord, at the end, the Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. You say, it's been worth having the Lord in my life. Because literally people who don't have the Lord in their life, they have a hard problem with hurdles. They have a hard problem. A lot of them get stuck. But we have the power to jump over every hurdle. Yes. We have the ability to leap every hurdle. But we've got to have that word of God on the inside us, and we got to remember the word of God and reclaim, call that promise, and we got to receive God's peace, and we got to reclaim that power. Well, let's look at James 1, 2, and 3. James 1. James 1, 2, and 3 says, my brethren, count it all what? Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That's different types of temptation, tests, and trials. Count it all joy when you fall in a various amount. Now, count it all joy didn't say it was joy. They did not say, it's joy to go through problems. It's joy to have people curse you out. It's joy to have people threaten to fire you. They didn't say it's joy. They said, count it joy. That means you know it isn't joy. We ain't stupid. That right there is really not fun. But you know what? I'm just going to say it is joy. Because even the trying of my faith is still going to work. Patience. Because here's a chance to exercise my faith. Good. I want strong faith. Here's a chance to exercise it. And it's no big deal. Because, you know, I used to play basketball. I like playing basketball. I mean, it's to some people that's hard because you're sweating, you're running, you're doing all that. But if you like doing it, you counted it joy, you do it with joy. It's no longer the same thing. Somebody doesn't like tennis, doesn't count playing tennis joy. Somebody doesn't like playing golf, doesn't like counting it. Oh, frustrates me, man. I hate that game. My score is too high. Well, let's go have some joy. No, nah, ain't no joy. Golf is not joy. But somebody counts the joy. I like to go out there and take the challenge, be in the beautiful scenery, compete with the guys. It's joy to them. It's the same problem on the board, but one is prepared mentally and the other one's not.
Right.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Playing basketball, I mean, it's to some people that's hard because you're sweating, you're running, you're doing all that. But if you like doing it, you counted it joy, you do it with joy. It's no longer the same thing. Somebody doesn't like tennis, doesn't count playing tennis joy. Somebody doesn't like playing golf, doesn't like counting it, oh, frustrates me, man. I hate that game, my score is too high. Well, let's go have some joy. Nah, ain't no joy. Joy, golf is not joy. But somebody counts it joy. Well, I like to go out there and take the challenge, be in the beautiful scenery, compete with the guys. It's joy to them. It's the same problem on the board, but one is prepared mentally and the other one's not. Is life a joy? Now, I don't like hurdles, too many hurdles. Well, you can't move the hurdles. If you're going to live this life, if you're going to run the game called life, and at the end, God's going to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You run the race. You finish your course. If you're going to be alive, that's the game. It's not like you have an option to play another game. Death is not a good option most people choose. Some people choose that because they get tired of life. But life is the way it is. That's the only games before you, the game of life. Now, how well do you prepare yourself for the game of life that when these hurdles come in your life, you're ready for them? Because you come to church regular, you read, you study, you meditate, you pay attention, you come to the crusades, you come to seminars. How prepared are you? Because the person who's had the most golf and tennis lessons usually is going to win. Even if they didn't have formal lessons, I play golf and I'm competitive with the rest of the guys. Sometimes I win, sometimes I don't. But I win a good amount of the time, and I've never had a golf lesson. But I take golf lessons by reading the book, by looking at it. In other words, you may not have had the formal lessons of life. You may not have had college. You may not have had all those things. But you read something to give you the instructions on how you can still win. You may not have had the formal education, but you can still win because the facts are the facts. Whether you got them in a free public library or you got them in a book, whether you got them from lessons you paid for, you still need to know the facts of life if you want to win at life. And these are the facts of life. This is the rule book. How well do you know it? We have formal education on Sunday and Wednesdays. We have homework between the middle of the week that we should be doing. And the people who do more homework, the people who come to class more often, are generally the better students of life. And people, before I was going to Word Church, I couldn't hurdle that well. I was a fairly positive person, but I couldn't accomplish much, couldn't hurdle that well. But I was a pretty positive person. I probably would have accomplished some things. But I feel like a much better hurdler now so that I can say I don't have a whole lot of difficult days. Because before I had difficult days, I just had an optimistic attitude that would get me through them. But I felt like I was under them. And if nothing serious ever came, but if it did, I think I would have gone under. I would have had to stop life right there and never would have got over that hurdle. But now I know how to hurdle better. And as far as I know, anything the devil throws, I'm going to jump it. I'm going to jump it. I don't know what he can throw at me that I don't have the Word of God on. And I don't know what I don't have the Word of God on to keep from having him throw everything at me. I don't never face no diseases. Not going to deal with any of that. I see that in advance. And Lord has supplied the need in advance by changing my diet, controlling my thought life, keeping peace. Still need to make some more adjustments on peace, you know, because some things you just can't get into, some things you just can't do because you got to keep your peace. Reclaim the power you have. I have the power against devil and all his works, all the works of the enemy. So I have power against disease. I have power against poverty. But if I don't exercise myself in that by budgeting the money right and things like that, it can create problems. It can create problems. I have the power to make a budget. But if I don't make it and watch it carefully, I also will have problems. And that hurdle will be something that'll stop you there until you learn to jump it. Now, there are financial hurdles out there. There's health hurdles out there. You go on down the list. Relationship hurdles. There's a whole lot of hurdles. You guys know what they are. They're common to all of us. We're running the same life. The same hurdles are essentially out there. One of us may have one or two other ones. I might have some hurdles as a pastor. You might have some as what you do. But essentially, we all got some of the basic hurdles out there. Paying for a living. Having health, eating, all of us have those hurdles. Now, some of us run the hurdles better because we're better prepared. Some of us run them better because we're more willing to do it. Some of us have paid the price to be in shape, but when the hurdles come, we just hit them. Well, they won't stop us then. Sickness is a hurdle on some people's track. On other people's track, it's not there. God will let you, if you put health on your track and you jumped that one real well, you want to be sick. But if you don't jump the health track well, you'll be caught by the health hurdle well, you'll be caught by the sickness hurdle when you reach it. And it'll be harder to jump because you weren't prepared. Let's go on a little bit further. James 1, 2, and 3. My brethren, count it all. Count it all. I didn't say it was. Just consider it that way. Count it that way. Look at it that way. Count it all joy when you fall into different trials and temptations, tests and trials. Well, this week I'm out some temptations, tests, trials. I have some every week, don't you? I'm going to have them this week. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I just get to show how patient I am. It's interesting watching human nature because it's an exercise in patience. Now, the exercising of it is what's going to develop you in it. The trying of your faith, the more you play, is what develops you in it. The more you live life successfully, the better you get at being successful in life. So you may win just a little bit here. You might just get over one hurdle, but you say, you know what? I understand how to jump over hurdles now. And then you use that same formula. Okay, I got problems in my finances. Let me use the same formula. Let me get knowledge, get some wisdom, get some understanding. And you know what? Those hurdles look like they get smaller. But really what's happening is my spiritual legs are getting longer. If the hurdles were that high and you just had to do like this, you don't care. You just walk down like that. But when you don't have when you got short legs of faith, those hurdles appear this high. You're a little kid trying to jump over the hurdle. You ain't got no choice but get a ladder because your legs are too short. It's like one person, your arm's too short to box with God. You don't have the ability. But when your ability of faith gets greater, when your faith is greater and the doctor say you got to die, you look and say, that report must belong to somebody else. That's right. Come on. If you got weak faith, I got to die. How long I got? That's two different people. That's two different people with two different levels of faith. The doctor tells you something, it affects you. Doctor tells you something, and you think about it. The doctor tells you something, you think about the word, and you say, that's misinformation. I see you, Satan. And you walk right on down the road. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have to understand how these differences happen. They happen from within the person. The faith is within the person. The faith is within the person. What's happening on the inside of you when somebody else does something on the outside of you? Like they say, it's not so much what happens to a man, it's what happens in a man that counts. What happens in you when the devil has somebody tell you something that would make you feel negative before? Do you still choose to feel negative? Or you look and say, it's a free country. You can say what you want to, but just because you said it doesn't make it real. Right. What do you do? Do you reclaim the power back, or you give the power over them and say, yep, you have it?
Today's message has been titled Coping with Difficult Days, Part 3.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move.